Hi, I'm Abby Smith with your news briefing. The next few weeks will make us or break us. Those words from the New South Wales Premier, who's now strongly encouraging anyone in the state to wear a face mask.
If you're in an enclosed space and you can't guarantee social distancing, such as on public transport, such as when you're buying your groceries, we also would like to see more staff who are customer facing wearing masks. If you're attending a place of worship, and finally, if you are in an area where there's high community transmission or a number of cases.
There's been 12 new cases overnight. One, a childcare worker with no known source. They attended the Advanced Early Learning Centre in Merrylands on the 27th, 28th and 29th of July. A second staff member has also tested positive. Victoria's Premier is expected to report one of the state's deadliest days in the pandemic. There's reports of more than 600 cases and the highest COVID-19 death toll so far. We're also expecting to hear if stage 4 lockdowns will be put into place, which could see all non-essential businesses closed and public transport shut down. Just briefly, Queensland, there's been one new case recorded overnight, a consulate staff member who acquired the virus from overseas and flew into Maroochydore from Sydney on Friday. Contact tracing is now underway. Thousands of Telstra customers are currently having issues with their NBN services. The telco say it's an issue with domain name system servers across Australia. And Connie Culp, who was America's first partial face transplant recipient, has died at the age of 57, more than a decade after she became the fourth person in the world to receive one. This afternoon, the Suns face the Giants at Metricon. Coach Stuart Dew happy for Ben Ainsworth, who'll clock up his 50th game after a rough run with injury.
Really good work rate, one of our highest speed runners in the game, so we've always thought if we can get a good full season into him, then he'll start to really develop.
Later, Dockers captain Nat Fyfe returns from a hamstring injury to face Collingwood, while the Pies will have still side bottom back, and Irishman Mark Keane will make his debut as they try to bounce back from last week's defeat to West Coast.